Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You didn't stop believing. The weekend has almost arrived here at KODJ. Meredith and AJ with you.
It's National Licorice Day on the Facebook page, Meredith and AJ Facebook page. Are you team Red Vine or team Twizzler? AJ, go.
Red Vine.
Twizzler.
Yeah, and that's our marriage in a nutshell right there.
That wraps it up. And that's why we get along so well, because I don't know if two Twizzler people or two Red Vine people could get along just as well.
I'm sure there's some out there, but boy, it's a struggle, I'm sure. Good morning.
Hello world, here's a song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
And today's hero of the day is Delta Harper. She's the manager of a restaurant in Atlanta. She was keeping her eye on things inside and outside the restaurant one day when she noticed there was a little boy about 7 years old that just started walking across the busy road right outside the restaurant. So she notices that there's no one with him and he's not in a crosswalk. It's a very dangerous situation. So she runs out of the restaurant, runs into the street, puts herself between this boy and oncoming traffic, stops the cars.
Oh my gosh.
And then pulls him back up onto the sidewalk.
And then takes her cape to the dry cleaners. Like, oh my gosh. Woman's a hero.
Yeah. Here's what Delta said about why she did it.
I just grabbed her and we hugged for it seems like an eternity. And I just started bawling crying. It makes me just feel like it's what any mom would do.
Yeah, she was talking about hugging the boy's mom
when they were reunited. Yeah,
because the kid was a missing kid. Like,
yeah, so she called police and said, right, I got this boy. And the police said, what's his name? And said, oh, yep, we've been looking for him. Oh.
If you've ever had a child go missing for more than 30 seconds with that, your full knowledge, knowing that I don't know where my kid is all
the time.
We've
talked about losing our kid. He was, what, like five maybe, yeah, at the fireworks?
He was like three. He was like three or four.
Thousands of people. Yeah. And I turn around for a second.
He gone.
He is gone, yeah, in the crowd.
10 seconds is a lifetime. And this, you know, these parents are like, oh my God, where's my kid? The worst fears go, yeah, through your head. The worst thing almost happened until somebody was able to step in.
So slow clap for Delta, yeah, Harper.
I mean, it's another case of there's no such thing as other people's kids. You got to take care of everybody.
Yep.
Everybody sees little kids, you got to take care of them. It's KODJ. Good news every morning at 640. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Friday morning at 7:11. Time for Showbiz Buzz. Should I play the all-time most famous lawyer comment ever from Johnny Cochran about OJ?
OJ Simpson in a knit cap from two blocks away is still OJ Simpson. It's no disguise. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
There you go.
Everybody knows that line.
And everybody remembers what happened. He was, I guess, surrounded by friends and family yesterday. So during this time of transition, his family asks that you respect their wishes for privacy and grace is the comment. So
the, yeah, Golden Bachelor, Jerry, and his wife, Teresa, are splitting up already. They just got married in January.
I was going to say 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Yeah. So they never moved in together.
No.
So he's from Indiana. She's from New Jersey. She's still working.
Yeah, she ain't moving to Indiana.
And they said, you know, we'll do this long distance thing for a little bit until we figure out where we want to start our lives together.
They're just like, nah.
And now they decided that neither wanted to start their lives
together. I mean, it's
not together.
Hilarious, but I think it's hilarious in the sense that it proves it's a game show. Can I get an amen?
It makes it toys with my emotions because I get so emotionally involved in these relationships. Which, and you start cheering for these people and you want them to win in love and in life. And then they go and do it something like this.
Well, it's because 3 months. They're human. This isn't about them. This is about the scenario that's played out in their lives. And this is just the only outcome that happens to me. It was not destined to ever work.
So that was fun.
All right.
Margot Robbie is producing a live-action movie based on Monopoly.
Yes, I saw Margot Robbie. Leave it to her to, like, just be a bigger trendsetter even after Barbie.
it's probably going to be kind of like the Wreck-It Ralph situation.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Where, you know, at the end of the day, when the lights go off, there's a whole real life thing that goes on with the game.
Toy Story style.
Yes, right. All the little game pieces okay. come to life. I don't know.
Go ahead.
This weekend on Sunday, it's Billy Joel's 100th Madison Garden concert special. Oh, wow. Sunday, you can watch that on CBS or on Paramount Plus.
100 shows? Are you kidding me? All right, 7:25, we've got those tickets for Santana coming up. And don't forget, Aerosmith at
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. We were chatting with Tiffany, who is a winner of those Santana tickets. It's a National Licorice Day. So we asked her, Team Licorice, Team Twizzler, or Team Red Vine?
Mm-hmm. Here was her answer.
Red Vine.
Yeah.
Fine. See? Just take AJ's side.
Yeah. No, Twizzler people are communists,
unless
I swear.
Unless you're going to do like nibs, like the Twizzler red nibs or whatever, like the strawberry ones. Well, I kind of like Twizzler. I like the Twizzler chocolate ones.
Those are good. All right, so you're saying if there's options, if there's flavor options, you're going Twizzler, but classic, you're going Red Vine.
Right, exactly.
All right, whatever.
There's only one right answer, and you got it.
Have a great day, Tiffany.
All right, thanks, AJ. You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
See, you can't switch sides like that. You can't say I'm Team Red Vine unless
free country. Come on.
On our
Facebook, we don't have freedom for the licorice choices. What freedoms do we have?
On our Facebook page, Ann says, I like both, but I'm specific about what kinds I like. I don't like the individually wrapped ones or even when they're in a bin. Traditional Red Vines only, but Twizzlers if it's strawberry. But I do like the cherry pull and peel, and I like the nibs, too.
Yeah, the nibs. That's what she was searching for. That was the word. I don't mind the nibs. I will have a nib every once in a while because it's so small, because I can tough it out. It's not my choice, but I like if it's being shoved down my throat, I'll eat one or two. Red Vines, to me, are the definition of junk food. And Twizzler tries to be something more than junk food. It tries to be like chewy yumminess, and it just fails. It just doesn't hit it for
me. You're saying Twizzlers tries too hard.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Red Vines you can use as a straw. They even when they're stale, they're still basically the same thing that they were when they were fresh. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Less after, expectations with Red Vines.
After 6 months in the pantry, you can still eat a Red Vine. You can't eat a Twizzler that's 6 months old.
Sniff test, and it's like, I don't know what it tastes like, but it tastes like Red Vines. I mean, you know, it smells okay, I guess. There you go. This is the conversation between a married couple that you were looking for this morning when you got out of bed. And it's here for you.
Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
Okay, so Shaquille O'Neal made 11,000 shots in his NBA career. 11,000.
Wow.
One was a three-pointer.
Only one three-pointer?
One three-pointer, because he was Shaq. He's like, nah, that's not my thing.
I feel but like it was his thing for that one time.
One time. But I feel like that's exactly how you'd say it. You're like, nah, not me. It's 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. And three things you need to know this morning.
Brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. We'll be giving away tickets to the zoo at 8:25.
All right, let's get started with Mark Pope, the coach of BYU, said to be leaving the basketball team for Kentucky. And this coming right after he got here. I mean, BYU, he's only been there for a couple of years. So we played that clip of the coach from Kentucky who went to another school earlier this week. John Calipari was like, I met with the team. There is no team. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He's going to be replacing him at that guy's old job.
Gotcha.
Next up, Panguitch Dam dropping 6 inches. That's the water level that's been falling since they found this crack in the dam, which seems really concerning.
Yeah,
but then again,
that's a lot.
I'm not the judge of these things. They're like, yeah, no, everything seems to be less than crazy bad. So I don't know. They say that the drop is actually much less than they thought it would be at this point. So they're greatly encouraged by this news, which, again, 6 inches sounds like a lot of water when it's a giant dam.
Residents are still being told to still be on watch for possible evacuation situation.
Exactly.
So,
and then law enforcement agencies all over Utah, especially in Salt Lake and Utah County, the Utah Highway Patrol has extra unmarked troopers and officials looking out for people that are driving distracted on your phones, weaving all over the lanes, and you know who you are because you nearly ran me off the road last night at 11:30 on my way home from bowling.
Really?
Oh, there was somebody. I'm not kidding. I was on Legacy Highway last night. Somebody making that left turn as you go onto the bridge there near Parrish Lane. And I can't believe they stayed on the road. They just did not make the turn. So they're coming around the corner there. Uh-huh. I'm in the left lane. They're in the right lane. And they went into the emergency lane and nearly drifted off into the ditch before they caught it and turned back. And I look over, and you can see the glow of the phone screen in their face. And it just made me go, get off your phone. Yeah. I'm in a car.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, if you're somebody who texts, drives, emails and drives, or you know, it could be something like you're looking up something on your phone for like directions and you need the GPS info or whatever. Do I make the left turn here?
That's
or there?
One thing we warn our kids about. If you don't know where you're going, you set the GPS before you pull leave. Out of the driveway
exactly.
or the parking lot or whatever.
Yeah, good call. All right, scolding from Meredith and AJ here. That's how we wanted to do your Friday morning. Go! 94.1 KODJ, Meredith and AJ, feeling good on a Friday morning after a week off, you know?
You should be after your nice little trip you took.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Man, it was perfection.
It was awesome.
I believe it. I've never been to Hawaii, and my son was with his friend not too long ago, and they actually did skydiving. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that would have been awesome. So awesome.
Oh, skydiving in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, first time he's ever done it. And
that's awesome.
I mean, watching the video, I just, tears in my eyes. It was just beautiful. And, you know, you love your kids so much that it's just, it's incredible when they do things and adventure out and enjoy life, you know?
That's exactly right.
So true.
I mean, that's probably like the definition of happiness as a parent, seeing your child happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
And yeah. And also, you know, seeing just the sunshine. Like, sunshine palm trees are pretty good, too. I'm sorry.
If you have a kid that's graduating, though, and you are super proud of them and you want to give them a shout out, head over to, if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, head over to KODJ on the app and click the little microphone button. You can leave us a message. Just give them a shout out like, hey, want to say, you know, congratulations to my son, Billy Bob, who's graduating from Redneck University,
like whatever. High school.
Yeah, just, and we're going to play some graduation
cool.
messages.
Not it.
A lot going on this weekend. Let's run down the list. You've got Lagoon open, of course, and it's going to be a gorgeous weekend to go to
Definition
Lagoon.
Definition of spring
yes.
awesomeness.
Speaking of spring, the Tulip Festival kicks off this weekend
yeah.
at Thanksgiving Point. Over 750,000 spring flowers. Yeah, the cherry blossoms in full bloom at Utah State Capitol. That's a great location for some family photos. Rocky Mountain Rodeo Challenge going on at the Maverick Center tonight and tomorrow. Top PRCA Cowboys are in town.
Okay.
And on the theater side of things, Swan Lake is happening with the Salt Lake Sea Ballet in Taylorsville. And Utah Symphony has the music of ABBA or ABBA.
Let's not forget, there's one humongous entity that's going to be out this weekend.
What?
Pollen.
Oh,
so if you have allergies of any kind, if you have some sort of seasonal allergy, this will be you all weekend if you take your Benadryl or your Allegra.
Also, I'm going to be at NPS in Salt Lake tomorrow from 11 to 1 cool. at the industrial store.
One more thing about allergy medicine.
Okay.
I bought the Aster Pro, the new nasal spray set.
Oh, yeah.
Not a plug that I'm being paid for at all. I totally got suckered into the ad campaign.
Listen, he bought one for everybody. Everybody in the family has their nasal... Their own nasal spray.
Aster Pro, because it's faster, bro.
Faster, bro. That's what got him.
Tell me that's not the greatest ad campaign you've ever heard of, man.
AJ is a sucker for a good slogan.
Sucker. I mean, I just feel like you need to reward brilliance. All right. 841.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ.
Yes, and the sounds of the weekend.
Woohoo! I am kid-free this weekend. Yes!
Kid-free and feeling good.
We're down one kid.
Yeah.
He's out of town for a basketball tournament, so I think between the two of us, we can handle the other one, right? We're good.
Maybe she can handle us. I don't know. There it is! An Aerosmith song that reminds you that we have tickets to give away all next week here on Meredith and AJ in the Morning.
We're moving them to 7:25 next week,
okay.
So every day 7:25. Plus, starting at 7 o'clock, we're going to give you a keyword every hour to win $1,000 to fuel your adventure.
Well,
free money?
$1,000? I can think of some adventures thanks to Maverick. Starts Monday. See you then.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.